Hey guys, how's it going? I'm Jimmy, the Associate Creative Director for Manuel here at AGM, and welcome back to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. A warm welcome to our new listeners. Go ahead and hit subscribe to catch the latest and greatest social marketing tips and tricks. Did you know that 82% of leads have no idea who you are if you don't contact them immediately? In our experience, if you don't follow up with them aggressively in the first 14 days, you've lost them forever, unless they respond to another one of your ads. Facebook Leads ads allow you to collect lead contact information as soon as today without a website. And in this podcast, Manuel describes the difference between interruptive marketing, which is Facebook ads, and intention-based marketing, which is Google ads. Each of these has advantages and disadvantages, and each one needs to have its roadmap for success. Manuel also gives you some real-life examples of clients he's worked with and the cost per lead he's paid for actual identities. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Check it out.
E-commerce takes some time, like months. But if you need leads, identities, you can get them today. That is the most tangible way of proving that social media works, generating leads. This is something that I want to emphasize on, which is the lead gen journey. Question is, who needs leads? We all do. Whether you are an e-commerce brand, whether you have a service, a software, no matter what business you have, you need identities. We generate business with identities. Without identities, we don't make any money. If we don't have identities, nobody's gonna buy our stuff, and robots are not buying our stuff. We actually need to sell it to human beings. That's the way it is, generally. So there's a lead gen journey, and it starts with finding an audience. So we're gonna quickly cover that over here, but you guys are probably already educated on that subject. And if you're not educated on that subject yet, the training is there for you to do so you understand how to find an audience interested in what your products and services are. But once you find an audience, then we're talking about today lead generation specifically. And we're gonna concentrate on the subject of Facebook lead generation, because it's all about how do we generate leads without even focusing on building a website? How can we make sure that we are bringing identities into our world without having to be obsessed or concerned with the fact that we don't have a powerful website that we can utilize to convince people who we are? Well, Facebook lead ads is a solution for you to generate leads today. So if you need leads, this is the one thing I can tell you about Facebook lead ads. You can generate leads today. Yeah. We're done with the meeting, and you can jump into this. And in a matter of an hour, not exaggerating, you can be running Facebook lead ads to bring identities into your business. It is the simplest, most powerful, most effective thing to do. Some products that are higher priced products, maybe they're more competitive, or there are like more things to find out along the way about who your audience is, it's gonna cost more. But regardless of who you are, regardless of where you are, what your business is, Facebook lead ads are workable for everybody. I'm telling you, because why am I doing this training today? Because inside AGM, which right now is composed of 70 staff, we have a lot of great staff and we have a lot of pieces in motion. There's one account particularly, and there's many of them that are looking for leads, but one account, I had attention on it because we're not getting leads, and we know how to generate leads better than anything else. We've been doing it for years. We go way back to Jorge and I doing marketing in 2014 for my dad's natural slim business. We were generating leads already. Like, this is like practical, effective stuff. So when I see an account that is not getting leads for a business, it triggers a red flag. So I had a meeting with the guys, and we had a Saturday meeting. We have meetings every Saturday mornings. It's the account managers. We're talking about different strategies, things that are working. And then I'm like, what's happening with this particular account? Why are we not getting any leads? And they say, well, we're just trying to do this, and we're building a funnel, and we're building a click funnel and a website. And it's just taking some time because, and I got this story about how we're not capable of generating leads. And I went after them and I said, that's not right. Let's get this done. Facebook lead ads, because this is a powerful thing that we can do right now. Let's get the client some leads, because it doesn't make any sense. The funnels and the websites can be done concurrently while we're building the actual campaigns. All this stuff can be done right now. Morning comes next Sunday, morning on Monday, and I get a report from this particular account manager that there were 57 leads generated over the weekend for like, how much were it? Pennies on this Excel? $2. Was that?
$2.
Like $2 leads, right? In a small demographic, in a small little island, just like that, in less than 48 hours, there were 57 or so people that gave us their phone numbers, their emails, their names, just like that. So that made me realize, wait a second, do people don't really understand the simplicity of generating leads? If a customer comes in and I know they need leads, I go in there and I show them with like all the certainty in the world. I promise, guys, just so you know, leads, we're really good at that. E-commerce, that takes time. We're really good at that, but e-commerce does not happen overnight. E-commerce is a process. If you're in non-existence in the world of e-commerce, social media in general, e-commerce takes some time, like months. But if you need leads, identities, you can get them today. That is the most tangible way of proving that social media works, generating leads. Now, one thing that I'll tell you about leads, which is important to understand, they're not all the same. If somebody is on Google searching for the answer to a problem, that person many times is 10 times, 20 times more valuable than somebody that is not searching for the problem and we're interrupting their activities on social media. That person is not as valuable as somebody that bought a magazine that is all about gardening and then they see an ad that talks about landscaping and generating leads in that magazine. That person is going to be way more qualified. Why? Because they're very, very connected with that world. They are actually in a magazine on that subject. A Facebook lead ad, which is basically Facebook family of apps, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, WhatsApp, etc. It's very different because you're doing something called interruptive marketing. The word is interruptive. I'm not sure if it has two R's. I think it does. Interruptive marketing. Interruptive marketing is you're putting yourself in front of somebody else that is not looking to solve that problem right now. You're trying to create an awareness, which means that chances are that person is not desperate to resolve a problem. Like somebody that's on Google, that person says, damn, I have a plumbing problem. My toilet is clogged and poop is spilling all over the floor. Hey, plumbers in Clearwater, where I live. When that lead presents themselves in front of you, it doesn't get any hotter than that. They have a huge problem right there. So a Google lead is always going to be higher qualified, 100 times sometimes, than a Facebook lead. That tells you the importance of building a roadmap for these people, because does it mean that Facebook leads don't work? No, that's BS. It's a different journey. That's all it is. This Facebook lead is the same Google lead in a different journey, in a different spot. That person on Google, the toilet is clogging and they need a help right now. The person on Facebook doesn't really need, they don't have a toilet clogged, but they understand the potential problem that a clogged toilet could give them. And because they understand that, positioning yourself in front of them and creating that relationship, when that happens and the toilet gets clogged, they're going to think about you. I was speaking to a client, and you know who, you guys know who I'm talking about. I was speaking to his client the other day, last week, all right? And the client is like, look, Manuel, this is a problem. Like, we have a problem. Our business model is not built on nurture, on leads. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be upfront. Can you let me talk to you? Permission to speak freely? Yeah, sure, Manuel. Of course, Manuel. Of course. I know you're taking time out of your busy day. Okay. That's BS. We all need to nurture our people. If we don't nurture them, we're not building a business. Are you going to live off first-time clients and just give them a service and forget about them? That's not the way that you can build a business. You want to nurture. Every single business out there would do well by providing a roadmap, a journey, education, content, email, sequences, all those things. There's no person that, if you have somebody on your lines that is a client or a partner that doesn't believe that building a list has any value for you, well, you got to make sure that they know. that that's information that's going to slow you down from expansion, because it will slow you down. Accumulating a list of people that potentially need your services in the future is the single most important thing that you can do for your business right now as you generate some income to pay your bills, all right? A roadmap on social media, finding an audience, creating lead ad campaign. Once you create a lead ad campaign, in it, there's a couple of sections, and I can tell you right now that it probably takes you about 20 minutes from start to finish to create a campaign, select an audience, and select an ad, and write some copy, and create a form. And it's all internal in the Facebook world. You're gonna generate leads, and once you generate a lead, that you start running this ad, you're gonna set up a budget and everything, then you have to have automation in place. Why do you have to have automation? Because if you don't send a message to a person, first of all, immediately after they submit their information via text message and via email, every single minute that passes, not every single hour, every single minute, that person gets colder and colder and colder. If you message them the next day, they don't even know who you are anymore. You got to remember, we live in a world that has an attention span of 6 seconds at this point, which means that there is so much data being put out there in the world, so much information, that if you expect them to remember you next week, you are hallucinating. I used to have a client, true story, and some of you guys might know who this client is. He works at AGM right now, and he's a chief operations officer. And before he worked at AGM, he had a business, and he used to, this is 100% a fact, he's not listening in because he's busy running the organization now. But before he worked at AGM, he used to fix roofs, and AGM had them as a client, all right? We actually stole him from that company. He closed that company, and he went to work for AGM. True story, he used to fix roofs. AGM used to generate leads for him. Many times, we generated leads, all right? I'm talking about phone numbers, emails, addresses, physical addresses. These people, these leads, will submit all that data. 5 days later, they go knocking on the door. Hey, I'm calling you, I'm visiting you from Stonebridge Roofing, name of the company. We're here to do the free evaluation. What are you talking about? I've never submitted any information. I don't even know who you are. What is this? I don't even have a problem in my house, right? And it was shocking because we're like, wait a second, Facebook is not submitting that information unless that person presses a few buttons. They have to see that ad. It is very unique per person. They have to see the ad, they have to click on it, they have to read the description, they have to submit the information and submit it again. If you wait 4 or 5 days, even 2 days, to get back to that person and do an aggressive communication for the first 14 days, guys, that's the window. You got 14 days to capture the attention. After those 14 days, you start losing them. Imagine that, something that I realized the other day. People come into my world, they do a Facebook Messenger course, they do a mini course, and these guys are excited about Messenger, and they're doing the mini course, great. If I don't present to them an offer, for example, about the coaching program, or about the agency, or anything else that I have on my pipeline of offers, these people, 82% of them, are never going to even find out that I have an offer to present. Never. Why? Because the open rates, the industry right now is at 18% levels, meaning that for every 100 leads that you create, you send an email out, 18 of them will open it. 82 of them will not ever see you again. Imagine how big of a deal that is. So that window is crucial. So if you have a Facebook lead generation campaign and you're not being successful with it, you might have to see where the whole line is broken. Because leads are possible, they're real, you can generate them. They are absolutely abundant. Some people pay less for them, some people pay more for them. We have paid as little as 2 free cents for an identity with email and phone numbers. We have paid, right now, what are we paying in USA for natural selling brand, Jorge? Putting you on the spot for the campaigns. $2, I heard something about 30 cents for the Unimetab ones. Jorge has just said right now, we're paying 15 cents a lead in the USA, yeah. All right? And how much are we spending on that campaign? I don't even know. $96 a day. We're running a campaign that, what are we doing? What are we targeting here?
They're driving them into Messenger.
We're driving them into Messenger. So once they come into the lead side of things, yeah, we end up redirecting them to Messenger, and we get an email, we get a phone number, and we get a subscriber on Messenger, which is something that we can easily set up in one single campaign. So you can pay pennies on the dollar right now. Don't go in with those expectations, because I don't want to have anybody disappointed, because just like anything else, it gets better with time. We optimize consistently, and then we improve the cost per lead. And that, it's our number one metric. We want to keep on working until we get to a very low level of cost per lead. And that's something that can continuously be optimized here. So finding an audience, creating a lead ad campaign, automation, 14 days of communication. So these people know exactly what your offers and your services are, whether that's like a flash sale deal or you're doing an Amazon promotion, or you're doing an e-commerce brand, or you're generating a lead for a service or a software, no matter what that is. In those 14 days, you got a solid window, very important window, because after that, I think they got my story. Did they get my story on Stonebridge? Curious. Let's see if they comment. Did you guys get my story on the guy that was selling roofs and the stranger? He was a stranger to everybody that came into their houses, because he would visit them a few days afterwards. They got the story? Okay, good. Confirmed. Okay, so you want to make sure that you don't make your brand a stranger, and it has to be instant. And we're going to give you examples on that. But the moment that the lead comes in, I expect you guys to have a setup automation, for example, a text message. I want to thank you very much for submitting your information. Keep an eye out for a phone call from 888-da-da-da-da. We'll be looking to talk to you shortly. You got to, that's bad copy right there, because on text messages, you want to do 160 characters. Rob is like, that's like 388 characters right there, right? But it has to be like a short 160 characters, so you don't have to pay too much money. And you got to let them know that you're going to be reaching out to them shortly, or set the expectations in regards to the next step, whatever that may be. Hey, I want to thank you for providing your information. We send you an email with the details to be a part of the flash sale deal that we have going on. Remember, it expires in 24 hours. Something like that. Make it shorter. I use different tools for that. If you guys go to a platform like Online Character Counter, or what is it, Rob? Charactercounter.com. You can enter the information there that you're putting there and just shorten it until you get 160 characters. And you can do that on ManyChat, or you can do it on any platform that you like for text messaging. 14 days automation right there. And then these people need to be put on a sequence. And on this automation, it depends on what your end goal is. But if your goal is to get them on the phone with somebody, we're going to give you guys an example of that today. But one of the slides shows you we're running some Dr. Berg hiring campaigns right now. The goal is to get these people on the phone for an interview. If that's the goal, then we ask all the questions that we need to ask, and we let them know when are we going to be talking to them, and then we set up an appointment that just basically just materialize that thing. We have other people, for example, we have a company called Mold Zero. Their goal is to be able to also get them on the phone so they can do a free inspection of their homes to find out if they have a mold problem or a bacteria problem or a virus, and whatever it is that they have going on, they do decontamination. So they get them on the phone and try to set up that call. So that's the goal. You got to do it fast. If your goal is to get a certain number of units moved for Amazon ranking, then you got to make sure that they know that they have a window to complete their purchase and just have a follow-up system in place. Whatever it may be, you got to set up an automated way of getting these people ready for whatever the next step of that journey is going to be, whether that's talking to another person, talking to a consultant, talking to an agent, buying something, purchasing a product on Amazon, entering a coupon code, no matter what that may be, maybe even downloading an SOP that you used, or some kind of like DIY. That's very different meanings. If you're going to give them a DIY, for example, on a particular process to get something done, then you can let them know the way that's going to be delivered, or whatever the case may be on that example, okay? So this has to be set up, and this has to be a major priority, and it doesn't require a website. You do not need a website for any of this to get done. There are brands that we have helped for a long time They have never focused on doing a website or improving a website. They have a website because it's more professional, but the leads are generated through social media and brought into the world like that.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Facebook Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, manuelsuarez.com/coaching.